If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're going to start a series of discussions, in fact, regarding some of the jurisprudential laws of, based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei regarding partnership or shirka, especially in Shia fiqh. Would you please describe to us or define partnership in Shia fiqh or jurisprudence?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Islamic and Shia jurisprudence, shirka or partnership actually refers to a contractual relationship where two or more people jointly own property, wealth,
yes,
or rights, and they agree to use it together for profit, trade, or other purposes. So the essence of shirka is joint ownership. That's and that is technically called ishtirak, in which each partner owns a proportionate share of the capital or maybe property, either explicitly specified or implied by contribution somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the profits and losses are generally divided according to their respective shares, depending on what the shares and how much the shares of each partner is. So the profits and losses are divided among the shares and in proportion to their shares.
Mm-hmm.
Unless otherwise they mutually agree that maybe so long as the agreement is not unjust or contradictory to the nature of their ownership,
yes,
they can agree otherwise. Otherwise, the profits and losses are generally divided between the two parties.
Yeah.
Or maybe there could be three parties to the contract. And then the key condition is this, that every partner must have ownership of part of the capital or property itself. Without shared ownership, shirka does not exist. It does not make sense to be a partner without contribution, without having any wealth or property invested in the joint venture.
Yes.
Now, there are types of shirka recognized in Islamic jurisprudence. Okay. Mm. The first one is shirka al-ayn, partnership in property, right? For example, two people inherit a piece of land together.
Mm-hmm.
So this piece of land belongs to two people or maybe three people. So this is called shirka al-ayn. Al-ayn means property. And the property is jointly owned by the two individuals.
Yes.
This is called partnership in property.
Is it different from cooperative?
Well, I've no idea about cooperative because
there is a cooperation of different, in fact, parties involved in a contract, for example.
And but that's another,
they form a kind
of
partnership
thing.
Then.
That's another. I want to mention the types of shirka, okay?
All right.
Then there is shirka al-mal, which is called partnership in services, partnership in... I should repeat myself. It's called shirka al-amal. Al-amal, okay? And that's called partnership in services or partnership in work.
Mm.
Now, for example, two craftsmen jointly work and share the income. So, because they work and they share the income,
yes,
and the proceeds.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let me stop you there,
yes,
for a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws concerning partnership in Shia fiqh. And Sheikh Javid, before the break, you were categorizing different kinds of partnership that we have, right?
Yes.
All right?
I was categorizing, as you said, the types of partnership. One,
yes,
was partnership in property, the other, mm-hmm, was partnership in services. And the third is partnership in business or trade. This is called shirka al-aqd, okay?
Yes.
And maybe later on we will further explain the concept or the meaning of shirka al-aqd or partnership in business.
I appreciate
the classic
it.
Business partnership based, this is a kind of partnership based on capital contribution and mutual agreement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, inshallah, we will further discuss it in the following part of this very episode.
Great. Sheikh Javid, you kindly explained all of the categories involved in terms of partnership for us. Let's make it clear and shed some light on the differences between partnership and muzaraba.
Yes, a lot of people think that, okay, partnership and mudharaba might be the same, but they are essentially different. The difference is that, by contrast, mudharaba is a different type of contract. And because in mudharaba, one party provides the capital, which is called Rabbul Mal, and the other property, the other party actually, mm-hmm, provides labor or management or effort. He's called Amil, okay?
Right.
And he's also called Mudarib in Arabic language. So one party provides the mal, the property, the capital, and the other one is the management, the effort, and the work. And in addition, profit is shared between them according to prior agreement,
mm-hmm,
okay? It could be like 60%, 40%, 50-50. It depends on the contract or on the agreement reached between the two parties. And then losses are borne only by the capital provider,
mm-hmm,
in mudaraba. The losses, contrary to shirka or partnership, losses in mudaraba are borne only by the capital provider unless negligence or breach of contract is proven against the worker. In which case, of course, the worker also should reimburse or make compensation for the losses. And the last point is that the worker does not own the capital, but acts as an agent or as a manager, not as a capital provider.
Mm.
Yes. So to put it in a nutshell, I would say that there are some aspects, very clear aspects of shirka and mudaraba. They are very much clear and outstanding. When it comes to the partnership, the ownership of the capital, all partners jointly own the capital and property or in partnership. While in mudaraba, only one party owns the capital, the other party provides the labor.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the shirka partnership, of course, the each partner may work, but ownership itself is the basis of partnership.
I see.
While when it comes to the mudaraba, the mudarib or the agent works, the investor does not need to. He does not need to work. Yes.
Mm.
And then when it comes to loss sharing, the in partnership, the losses are proportionate to capital ownership. For example, if you have two-thirds of the assets,
yes,
and the capital, you will bear the losses proportionate to the investment that you have made.
Mm.
And when it comes to the other party, of course, he will pay one-third of the he will bear one-third of the losses.
Okay.
And also the mudaraba, when it comes to mudaraba, the investor bears the financial losses while the worker loses efforts and time because he spent his time working there, but ultimately, or maybe finally, they both of them suffered losses.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sovit. Let's take another break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Stay with us.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws concerning partnership based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with you, Sheikh Javid. You earlier promised us actually to talk about or illustrate and explain Shirkatul Aqd, right?
Yes.
Before actually the break or maybe the earlier part of our program. I wonder if you could just provide us and our dear audience with some examples.
Right. Well, when it comes to the third type of partnership, or the third category of partnership, I said that I will further elaborate on Shirkat al-Aqd or contractual partnership.
Yes.
Now, the thing is that contractual partnership is a partnership formed by mutual agreement, or this is a kind of contract between two or more parties for the purpose of business or trade, in which, for example, each partner contributes capital or resources to the venture. Number one, and then number two, they agree to share profits and losses either proportionally to capital or according to an agreed ratio. And then the third point is that the partnership exists as long as the agreement is valid. And it can be dissolved if partners mutually agree or if the contract specifies conditions for termination. So this is a kind of contractual partnership, and this is in jurisprudential terminology, it's called Shirkat al-Aqd. Now, the key features when it comes to Shirkat al-Aqd, they are that the mutual consent is a very important feature. All partners must consent to the contract. This is the first point. And then the second point is that profit sharing agreement. Partners decide, yes, in advance, how profits are divided.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the last point I should say that it's a joint, when it comes to the losses, is the responsibility of all partners. Losses are typically borne in proportion to each partner's contribution.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, and thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, and the rest of the crew. We bid you farewell. I hope you enjoyed this program, and follow us on our website, RIB English Radio or Iran Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.